And joining us on the line right now, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and a man who writes a very thoughtful column. You should read it. Very good stuff from Byron York. How are you, Byron?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am doing fine. Thank you.
All right. So 2016 news. The first thing I have to say is I keep seeing these stories that suggest that Donald Trump's negatives, for some reason in the last few weeks, have just gone through the roof. And many people are saying this is not a good sign for the Trump campaign. What's going on here from your assessment?
Well, it's not a good sign for the Trump campaign. There's no doubt about that. The Washington Post got a lot of coverage with a poll question that said that Donald Trump's negatives had hit 70%, which was, Hillary Clinton's are huge, well into the 50s, but 70% is pretty big. The Post didn't release any other part of its poll. Did they do a whole poll and just ask two questions? I don't know. But the fact is that I think that the polls showing Trump's increased negatives are showing the full result of the controversy over his accusations against Judge Curiel in the Trump
University. You think it's tied to that?
Exactly. I don't think we have any good polling about reaction to Trump's handling of the Orlando shootings, because it just hasn't had time to sink in. We'll get that, but it hasn't had time to sink in. So I think there's no doubt that Trump did himself a lot of damage in the judge case. And, I mean, you can kind of see that because Trump has moved on, so he doesn't want to talk about it. That constitutes kind of a full apology in Trump world. So he realizes it hurt him. On the other hand, when you do think about negatives and people have a negative impression of this or that candidate, people vote for candidates they don't like all the time. And if you've got two candidates who have well over 50% negative, one of them's going to win.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have a wholly unlikable president, whatever happens, according to these polls. Byron, your latest column, though, suggests that the Clinton campaign is pretty much playing, even though Donald Trump is a very different candidate than Mitt Romney, the Clinton campaign is playing from the same playbook that Obama played back in 2012. Explain that.
They really are, and they think it will work. If you remember, think back to some of the postmortems that were done after the 2012 race. A lot of Democrats pointed to an early ad campaign, which against Mitt Romney in April, May, and June of 2012. And David Axelrod said, you know, we defined Mitt Romney and the race before the conventions. And we put him in a hole he couldn't dig out of. And a lot of that time, when these negative ads were running from Obama and the Democrats, Romney didn't really respond. He didn't have the money to respond at that point. So the lesson is, define your opponent early. Mm-hmm. And I think Hillary Clinton is trying to do that now with Donald Trump. We just saw a massive Clinton ad campaign begin yesterday in a lot of key swing states. We've seen pro-Democratic super PACs running a lot of ads in key states. You've seen the ad that hits Trump for mocking the reporter with disabilities. Democrats believe that kind of thing is going to define Trump, is going to frame him and put him in a hole before the convention starts. And a lot of Republicans will complain to you that Republicans aren't really doing much of anything in response. So I think Democrats are hoping they can really do the same thing to Trump that Obama did to Romney back in 2012.
Well, many of us, I think, were frustrated, Byron, that Mitt Romney let those attacks go unresponded to. Donald Trump's different. I mean, in fact, I think Donald Trump responds to too many petty little attacks against him. I mean, he doesn't let anything go without response.
Well, you raise a good point, and that is the Trump thinking on this, which is that Donald Trump is kind of the one-man rapid response unit.
Yeah.
that he gets so much free media that it will counter any onslaught of ads that Republicans throw at him. And, you know, maybe that is correct. But I think there's no doubt that the media atmosphere coverage has become more adversarial now that it's become a two-candidate general election race. And I think there's also no doubt that Trump lacks some of the basic structure of a campaign, like a rapid response unit. A conservative journalist told me the other day, at the height of this Judge Curiel stuff. He said, you know, if this were any other campaign, my inbox would just be filled with stuff from the campaign. You know, five facts about the Trump University lawsuit, clearing the air about the Trump University lawsuit. You know, and Trump does none of that. He just counts on his own appearances on television to make the argument. And the question is that enough?
I got to ask you, though, given all of the, I want you to look in your crystal ball and tell me, given all of the new developments that we have learned about regarding the Hillary Clinton email matter, do you think that there's going to be a case brought against her? I mean, we now know that some of the emails actually did have classified markings on them, even though she has said that was never the case.
You know, my crystal ball has gotten very murky in the age of Trump. So I don't, you know, I don't know. I will tell you personally, I've always found it very difficult to believe that the nominee of one of the parties would be indicted in the midst of the campaign. Mm-hmm. So I still do. But this stuff is extremely serious. And I think the people who make the argument that others have faced criminal charges for doing the same or less, I think that's a pretty persuasive argument. But I just cannot say what's going to happen.
However, since we started our conversation, Byron, talking about the polls, let's conclude it by tying both of these two stories together. If she doesn't get indicted by the Justice Department, surely there will be a whole lot of talk about that. And in the polls, the one thing that is really harming Hillary Clinton right now with her negatives is that she is seen to be corrupt and untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy.
Not getting that indictment, letting the Republicans say, see, you know, the Obama administration is covering up for corrupt, untrustworthy Hillary Clinton. That could end up hurting her too, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And if I were a Republican, I mean, I'd be hitting on that every day. So yeah, you're right, and we will learn more. I mean, there's going to be, for example, a Benghazi report. Remember the
coming
Benghazi
out any
meetings?
Day now. You're right.
Don't know what's going to be in it, but there will be such a report likely before the election. And there's going to be look at all the news we've learned day by day about the email affair. You have to assume we'll learn even more, and it will be damaging. I mean, I just don't think there's anything exculpatory out there.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Listen, Byron York, always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.